Okay, we are now joined by William Byron, driver of the number 24 Liberty Unit. Through the incident from your perspective?
Yeah, we were running 10th, I believe, and trying to get a couple stage points. We'd gotten a few in the first stage, and car was really good. Just needed a little bit of track position, I feel like, and probably went the wrong way on the last adjustment. Tried to get myself turning a little better, and it got too free. But really, the incident, we just a 51, I think it was, green and black car was going. Coming off the corner, and the 95 and I were both running the top. Then 10 was underneath. The 51 just checked up in the middle of the straightaway and had nowhere to go. And the 95 obviously slammed on the brakes to try to not hit him, and I slammed into him because I was on his bumper. So just terrible situation, but not really sure why that happened or what really transpired for him to stop like that. But go back on SMT like we can now and look at what he did or what happened and move on.
Okay, we'll take a couple questions here. We'll start with Dustin Long. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Thank you. William, if you can kind of, I guess, describe the emotions of what you've gone through the last month with the win and the way you fall out tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're two separate things. I mean, it would have been worse if we just completely ran horrible this first round, but I think outside of Richmond we were going to have two top seven finishes. I feel like we're well capable of finishing in the top five tonight, and you know, it was only halfway through the race and we're going to finish top 10 in both stages probably and move on from there. So yeah, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, it just things like that, I don't know, you just gotta be more aware, I guess, than that to check up like that. But I don't know what happened that would cause that, really.
Thank you.
And our final question will come from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead with your question, Zach.
William, how do you evaluate this season? Obviously, you get your first career win, and there's still seven races left this year. How do you look at this season, even though you're out in this first round?
Yeah, I think it's been a great season. I think that we've, you know, performed well. You know, I think we would have liked to perform better based on how we ended last year, but we got a win. And, you know, I feel like we've had really the last 5 or 6 weeks had all top 10 runs besides Richmond's, which is our worst track. So I don't know, just hopefully continue being fast the next few weeks. And I don't know, just